Parshas Kedoshim is full of some of the most fundamental mitzvos in all of the Torah. The Medrash says that it is parallel and encapsulates the Aseres Hadibros, one example being our Parsha stating, Lo Tignovu, thou shalt not steal. Now we're all familiar with the commandment of Lo Tignov in the Aseres Hadibros, yet we know that although the Christians translate it as thou shalt not steal, we as Jews understand it as being thou shalt not kidnap. We see that what comes right before it is thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery. So clearly, this is talking about something more heinous, more wicked than just regular thieving, but rather is dealing with kidnapping. Our parsha, though, is dealing with stealing. It deals with monetary issues, and therefore we translate Lo Tignovu as thou shalt not steal. And this might be even hinted to by the fact that whereas the parsha in Mishpat in Yisro says Lo Tignov, singular, here it's Lo Tignovu. The difference might be to highlight that these are different words with different meanings. But there are other approaches used to explain this difference between the singular and the plural, which I'd like to highlight quickly. First of all, the Gemara in Bava Metzia makes a drasha. Why does it say Lo Tignovu? Why does it say thou shalt not steal in the plural? Because we are including multiple types of thievery. We're including stealing just to bother someone, so to say. And also, stealing, even if one has the intent to pay back whatever he owes, including the additional fine for stealing. Stealing is something which is wrong, which is bad on a fundamental level. That it's plural over here to include not only the bein adam l'chaveiro, when you hurt someone, but also the bein adam l'asmo, when one hurts oneself. Even if one's going to pay back exactly what he stole, it is still usher for him to steal because it is a bad trait. It corrupts a person's neshama. But there's another explanation. Why over here it is talking in plural that thou shalt not steal? Not that it's talking about multiple types of thievery, but multiple types of thieves. And the Ibn Ezra, in very few words, captures this idea. Says the Ibn Ezra, and he is a person of pshat, someone who is explaining the simplest meaning of the text, not any fancy drasha. He says, Lo Tignovu comes to include not only the actual thief, but the person who remains silent. The one who witnesses the stealing, the theft, but does not say anything. The person who is silent, says the Ibn Ezra, says the Torah, is complicit in the theft. He is a thief as well. That is why it is plural, not only for the actual robber, but for his accomplice, for the people who remain silent. And I think this also has a very important message for all of us. Now, it's not every day that we're witnessing robberies. Hopefully not. But it is every day that things happen in our own lives, but and also in the greater world. Bad things happen all the time. Unfortunately, we've witnessed a lot of bad that has happened to Klal Yisrael on a national level in recent times. And it is incumbent upon us, as members of Klal Yisrael, to not be complicit in these acts. We cannot remain silent at this time, but rather we must speak out against these atrocities, against atrocities committed against B'nai Yisrael from outsiders, but also in our own personal lives, from members of B'nai Yisrael to B'nai Yisrael. When we see injustice unfold, we must speak out and counteract it. Otherwise, we are just as guilty as the initial main offending party. And so, from this one little extra vav in Lo Tignovu, there's so much we could learn. We could learn that the nature of stealing is that it corrupts one's own soul. Even if one pays it back, it's still usher, it's still bad. Because the Torah not only cares about bein adam l'chaveiro, about how one affects his other fellow, which is obviously of utmost importance, but also it cares how we affect ourselves. So stealing is usr because it hurts us. Stealing is usr because it hurts others. And we are complicit in that stealing if we see it, if we do not speak out. So may we always stay away from evil things. May we not be the ones doing them, nor may we remain silent and let evil atrocities happen in our personal lives, in our national lives. And Yirtzeh Hashem, if we do so, may we be zocha to see the end of these national issues, of these struggles against foreign nations, and may we be zocha to a geula shlema. Have a great Shabbos.